get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today, in episode 709, we're going to talk about what you need to start a WordPress business. Now, you may think, oh, my God, I got a business plan and, you know, all of this stuff. No, it's a lot easier than you think it is. When I started my WordPress business back in 2013, I had never even heard of WordPress before or knew how to use it. And all I had was a laptop, and I probably had an internet connection at my house, but I went to the frickin' coffee shop and got on their internet connection because it was probably better than mine. So, you know, we're going to talk about two different things, kind of break it down into two genres. I'm going to talk about one, Tim's going to talk about the other, and it's going to be hardware that you're going to need and software that you're going to need. And we're going to start off with hardware, and hardware is pretty simple. You need a computer, and it doesn't matter if it's Mac or Windows or whatever it is, because most of your work, unless you're a developer and a programmer, you're probably not going to be doing it locally. It's going to be all done online, in the cloud. So you really technically only need a computer and an internet connection for your hardware. You know, now, are there some things that you can add to it? Absolutely 100%. You know, we are Mac guys. Tim and I are Apple fanboys. Obviously, you see the iMac sitting there on Tim's desk. We're both, you know, We're maxed out. Everything, we got the watches, we got the phones, we got the, everything is connected. So you really only need a computer. And Mac is really kind of known for its you know, design and running those heavier intensive programs and stuff. And that was my experience. You know, when I started, I had a PC, I had a laptop computer, and I had really never used a Mac. And when I bought a Mac within my first year, it was a game changer in regards to doing the web design kind of stuff, because at the time, you know, I was running a lot of labor intensive programs that Tim's going to talk about and stuff like Photoshop, and he may not talk about that one. That may not be in the list. Sorry. Don't mean to throw that in there, Tim, but, you know, but like Photoshop and Illustrator and all these design assets, to edit images, create logos, do all this stuff for this new web design business that I was creating. But technically, you don't need anything other than a computer and a freaking internet connection. And if you can, throw a beach in there and you'll be fine.
Definitely. Yeah. So in terms of software, you really only need three things. Now, this is the bare bones list. This is the what do you need to start a WordPress business. As David mentioned, with hardware, there's nice things to have to, you know, speed things up and, you know, nice monitors, whatever. Same thing on the software side. There's things that are nice to have. But in terms of just getting started, the bare bones things, you need to download WordPress, which is free. And then you need a theme, which we recommend Divi. It's powerful enough for professionals, but easy enough for beginners. Be able to drag and drop, no code solution. And then you need hosting, and that's it. Once you have Divi and hosting, then you're set. And we recommend checking out Divi Space Hosting, which is David's company, which his customers have been raving about. And so, yeah, really great hosting, really great page builder, and you are good to go. You can build and design websites with just that. I guess technically hosting's not software, but it's not hardware that you need to go out and buy. You sign up for it. You're renting space in the cloud, so it's kind of this hybrid of software and hardware. But yeah, now in terms of things that are nice to have, David mentioned Adobe, Photoshop, Creative Cloud Suite. Those are things that will be nice to have if you want to ramp up your designs and stuff like that. But the way that Divi is building in all these design tools, stuff that you used to have to do in Photoshop, you can now do directly in Divi. You know, you could probably go a long time without ever needing outside software for designing websites and stuff. Now, there's also additional plugins. You might want to get something like Gravity Forms for form plugins. There's a lot of really great Divi add-ons from Divi Space and Divi Life to really help you take your Divi websites to the next level. But again, those are things that are nice to have and will help you for, you know, different types of websites. But you can create basic websites that look great with only Divi and a hosting account and WordPress, of course.
And I want to just put this out there. So we've given you the five things that you need to start a WordPress business: computer, internet connection, WordPress, a theme, and hosting. And those five things cost you, what's Elegant Themes' membership? Even if it's annual, it's like
$89.
Pretty cheap. So let's just say for $100, roughly, let's see here. You could probably get away with, let's just say, less than $200 with hosting and theme and nothing else, and you can build a six-figure business and work from home with those five things easily if you're motivated and stuff. And Tim and I have, of course, you know how to do that, you know, how to build a business with Divi and WordPress, you know, and get six figures and stuff. And we've had a lot of successful students go through it and stuff. So as you was talking, it just was like, man, everything on our list is free. And they can be free. The person can be free. They can get freedom, which is generating their own. So it's like, wow, that's pretty powerful. So
yeah, definitely. And as David mentioned, we have the course, and we didn't intentionally create this episode so we can pitch the course. Just kind of worked out that way. But yeah, if you want to level up and have us show you kind of behind the scenes of how we built our seven figure plus businesses around Divi and WordPress, check out the Divi Business Expert course, wpgears.com. We teach you all the business side, the sales, landing clients, contracts, recurring revenue, all the things that you need to be sustainable long term. And as David mentioned, get that freedom.
Absolutely. All right. Tomorrow we've got another great episode, how to set communication boundaries with clients. It's an important one. We'll see you tomorrow, everybody. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.